Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leads 10th International Yoga Day celebrations in J&K's Srinagar. Says world sees yoga as a powerful agent for global good. Yoga enthusiasts celebrate Yoga Day with fanfare across the world. Indian missions abroad organize special programs. Delhi High Court puts Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's bail on hold in alleged liquor scam, allows urgent hearing on ED's plea. Supreme Court declines to stay any TUG 2024 counselling again, issues notice to NTA. Election Commission orders revision of electoral rolls in Jammu and Kashmir and three poll-bound states. In tennis, India's Ankita Raina to take on Susan Bandecchi of Switzerland in the women's singles quarterfinal of WTA Veneto Open in Italy this evening. The 10th International Day of Yoga is being celebrated across the globe today. The main function was held at Sher-e Kashmir International Conference Center in Srinagar, Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the celebrations from Srinagar. J&K Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Union Minister Pratap Rao Ganpat Rao Jadhav and many other dignitaries joined the program. Globally, embassies and Indian missions abroad will join the celebrations reflecting yoga's widespread influence. On the occasion, the Prime Minister addressed the gathering and participated in the Common Yoga Protocol session, highlighting yoga's significance in nurturing physical, mental and spiritual growth. He underlined that the number of people practicing yoga is growing worldwide and its utility is also being recognized by the people. He stated that there is barely any world leader who has not discussed yoga during his interactions. He recalled watching a video about a competition organized in Egypt regarding photographing or making a video on yoga at the country's iconic tourism centers and praised the efforts of those taking part in it. Similarly, yoga and tourism can become a major source of employment in Jammu and Kashmir, the Prime Minister highlighted.
इजिप्ट ने एक कंपटीशन ऑर्गेनाइज किया और उन्होंने टूरिज्म से जुड़े हुए जो आइकॉनिक सेंटर्स वहां पर जो बेस्ट योगा की फोटो निकालेगा या वीडियो निकालेगा उसको अवार्ड दिया. इतना आकर्षण पैदा कर रही है और कश्मीर के लिए तो योग एक बहुत बड़ा रोजगार का जरिया बन सकता है, टूरिज्म के लिए बड़ा आकर्षण का केंद्र बन सकता है.
On expansion of yoga in the last 10 years, the Prime Minister talked about a new yoga economy and mentioned the growing attraction for yoga tourism and people's desire to visit India to learn authentic yoga. He also mentioned yoga retreats, resorts, dedicated facilities for yoga at airports and hotels, yoga apparel and equipment, personal yoga trainers. He said all these developments are creating new avenues of employment for the youth. Talking about the theme of this year's International Yoga Day, Yoga for Self and Society, PM Modi said the world is looking at yoga as a powerful agent of global good and it enables us to live in the present without the baggage of the past. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the global community, especially fellow citizens of India, on the occasion of the 10th International Yoga Day today. In a social media post, the President said, "Yoga is India's unique gift to humanity." She added, "In view of rising lifestyle-related problems, yoga has become far more important today." As the world celebrates International Day of Yoga today, union ministers and officials across the country performed yoga to emphasize the importance of wellness and mindfulness. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh participated in a yoga program with Indian Seva Jawans at Strike Corps 1 in Mathura. He did yoga with golf ground, military officers and soldiers. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, along with Information and Broadcasting Ministry Secretary Sanjay Jaju, performed yoga at Lodhi Garden. Talking to media following the yoga session, Mr. Vaishnav said,
विश्व भर में योग प्रेमी योग का अभ्यास कर अपने स्वयं के जीवन में और अपने समाज के जीवन में एक पॉजिटिव एक सकारात्मक चेंज ला रहे हैं. आज इंटरनेशनल योग डे के दिन मैं सभी को शुभकामनाएं देता हूं और जिन सभी साथियों ने आज योग का अभ्यास किया उन सबके जीवन में सकारात्मक चेंज आए.
Minister of Health J.P. Nadda participated in a mass yoga demonstration at Yamuna Sports Complex. He said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, yoga has reached every corner of the world.
ये योग की विधा जो हमारे देश तक सीमित थी आज दुनिया के कोने कोने तक पहुंची है और सभी लोग इसमें अपने आप को शामिल कर रहे हैं। मैं आज के दिन आप सब लोगों से यह आह्वान करूंगा कि अपने दैनंदिन जीवन में योग के अभ्यास को अपना जीवन का भाग बनाएं।
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar, along with other diplomats, also performed yoga. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju led the celebrations for the International Day of Yoga at Millennium Park. In Punjab also, there was a special celebration of Yoga Day today. The joint checkpost located at Attari in Amritsar district on the international border witnessed a spectacular yoga ceremony. In Tamil Nadu, Governor R.N. Ravi participated in the yoga celebration at Coimbatore. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, also performed yoga at Coimbatore. International Yoga Day is being celebrated across the world with enthusiasm and fanfare. In Bangladesh, the High Commission of India organized a grand yoga event at Shahid Sohrawardi Indoor Stadium, Mirpur, in Dhaka. Dubai, UAE, Dubai residents embraced wellness with over 150 people participating in the International Day of Yoga celebrations held at Dusit Thani, Dubai, organized by the Art of Living Foundation. The event, part of global celebrations marking the 10th International Day of Yoga, highlighted the growing popularity of yoga in the UAE and its diverse health-conscious community. In Sri Lanka, International Day of Yoga is being observed at the historic Gala Fort. The Consulate General of India at Hambantota has made arrangements for the celebrations at the UNESCO World Heritage Site at Gala. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023 and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, you can download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store. This app serves as a comprehensive guide providing complete information about the new criminal laws at one place.
Welcome back to the Midday News. Akashwani News has been recognized as one of the most trusted news brands in India. A recent survey conducted by the Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism, Oxford University, has confirmed Akashwani News' preeminent position in the nation's media landscape. Released as part of the Digital News Report 2024, this annual publication revealed that Akashwani News received a trust score significantly higher than that of other prominent media houses in the country. Reacting to this remarkable feat, Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal called it a validation of the unwavering commitment of Akashwani News to broadcasting the truth under all circumstances.
All India Radio has found number one place in terms of trust in all these countries. So I congratulate all the employees, officers and workers of All India Radio. Also I congratulate the listeners who have reposed such faith in All India Radio. We at Prasar Bharati, we believe in Bharosa Sachka. We say only truth and we broadcast only truth. And I wish all of us will work together to keep that promise and keep that trust.
The Delhi High Court has said the trial court order granting bail to Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will not be given effect till it hears the ED's plea challenging the relief granted in the money laundering case linked to the alleged excise scam. The Enforcement Directorate mentioned its plea challenging the trial court order for an urgent hearing before a bench of Justices Sudhir Kumar Jain and Ravindra Dudeja. The bench said the case file will come to it shortly and thereafter it will hear the matter. The High Court said till then, the trial court order will not be acted upon. Delhi's Rouse Avenue court had granted Kejriwal bail on a bond of 1 lakh rupees. The Supreme Court today declined to hold the NEET UG 2024 counselling process again and sent a notice to the National Testing Agency. The court clubbed new pleas with existing petitions and set a hearing date for the 8th of July. This decision comes amid ongoing legal challenges regarding the NEET UG examination. The Election Commission has directed for the updation of electoral rolls in Jammu and Kashmir. The first of next month will be the qualifying date. With this, preparations for J&K Assembly elections will be initiated. The Commission has also initiated the preparations for forthcoming Assembly polls in Haryana, Maharashtra and Jharkhand. The updation of the electoral rolls in these states will also start with the 1st of July as the qualifying date. The term of the existing Assemblies of Haryana and Maharashtra are going to end in November this year, while in Jharkhand it will end in January this year. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina will arrive in New Delhi this evening on a two-day visit to India. This will be the first incoming bilateral state visit after the formation of the new government in India. Sheikh Hasina was among the international leaders who attended the swearing-in ceremony of Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the Union Council of Ministers earlier this month. Her visit is on the invitation of Prime Minister Modi. On the first day of her visit today, she will hold a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. A report.
Bangladesh is a key component of India's neighborhood first policy, and the bilateral relations between the two nations have touched new heights in recent years. The two countries have cooperation in the areas including trade, commerce, security, energy, science and technology, and defense. This visit is expected to further strengthen the ties between the two nations. Tomorrow, the Bangladesh Prime Minister will hold a bilateral meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and agreements between the two countries will be exchanged in different fields. She will also call on President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. A ceremonial reception will also be accorded to Sheikh Hasina at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow morning. With Divakar, Durgesh Padoria, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Minister of State for Defence Sanjay Seth today reviewed the security measures at the Indian water borders. After the yoga program at Arichal Munai Rameshwaram today, the minister travelled by a hovercraft to the Indian borders. He also visited the Mandapam camp at Rameshwaram and held a discussion with the authorities. He also paid respects to the national flag at the last Indian post at Rameshwaram. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall over Kerala, coastal and south interior, Karnataka, Konkan, Goa during the next 5 days. IMD said a cyclonic circulation is likely over northeast Assam and neighbourhood, and under its influence, widespread light to moderate rainfall is expected. In Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura and Sub-Himalayan West Bengal during the next 5 days. Talking to Akashwani News, scientist in IMD Somasen Roy said heatwave conditions are very likely in isolated pockets of West Uttar Pradesh till Monday and in Jammu Division till the 25th of June. Every year, June the 21st is marked as the day of the summer solstice in the northern hemisphere of the world. The solstices, which mark the changing of seasons, occur twice a year and indicate the year's shortest and longest daylight hours, depending on the hemisphere in which one is located, during which the length of day and night differ significantly. In tennis, India's Ankita Raina will take on Susan Bandecchi of Switzerland in the women's singles quarterfinal of the WTA Veneto Open tournament in Gaiba, Italy this evening. Earlier on Wednesday, Ankita defeated Irina Bara of Romania 6-2-2-6-6-0 in the pre-quarters. The Veneto Open is a WTA 125-level professional women's tennis tournament. In T20 Cricket World Cup, England will face South Africa, Darren Sammy, National Cricket Stadium, Gros Islet, St. Lucia this evening in their Super 8 clash. The match will start at 8 p.m. IST. Earlier in the day, Australia defeated Bangladesh by 28 runs at Sir Vivian Richards Stadium. North Sound Antigua, Bangladesh scored 140 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. In response, Australia scored 100 for 2 in 11.2 overs in the rain-disturbed match and won, according to Duckworth-Lewis turn method. Australia pacer Pat Cummins becomes the first player to take a hat-trick in T20 World Cup and finished with 3 for 29 against Bangladesh in the Super 8's clash. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leads 10th International Yoga Day celebrations in J&K's Srinagar, says world sees yoga as a powerful agent for global good. Yoga enthusiasts celebrate Yoga Day with fanfare across the world. Indian missions abroad organize special programs Delhi High Court puts Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's bail on hold in alleged liquor scam, allows urgent hearing on ED's plea. Supreme Court declines to stay any TUG 2024 counselling again, issues notice to NTA. Election Commission orders revision of electoral rolls in Jammu and Kashmir and three poll-bound states. In tennis, India's Ankita Raina to take on Susan Bandecchi of Switzerland in women's singles quarterfinal of WTA Veneto Open in Italy this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.